You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone enjoyed their week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. To me, there's nothing more important than prayer, because when we pray, we get to talk directly to Jesus. What's great about prayer is that we can speak to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. It's through prayer that we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our burdens and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace without worries, fears, or stress. You know, years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily for me, in 2010, my life changed when, after a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt generated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was, is it ever God's fault? Of course, the answer is no, and it's important to understand that we should never blame God for anything, because our Lord never causes anything bad to happen, but is always there to help us get through whatever challenges we may be facing. On today's show, we'll talk about our Christian role and behavior. Today's topic is acting like a Christian. When I say acting like a Christian, I'm referring to the adage, practice what we preach. We call ourselves Christian, we go to church, we receive the sacraments, and for the most part, many of us consider ourselves to be okay with our faith. But what I'm talking about is when we don't follow the laws and commands of our God, and instead of doing the Christian acts, we focus on ourselves without paying any attention to what it means to be a Christian. We engage in gossip. We don't bother to help someone when in need, even when we easily can. We're not generous, and we're not kind to others, and we criticize and judge others. All of these behaviors are not being Christian, and when we engage in them, we are not acting like a Christian. In the Bible, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. This Bible verse says it's simple enough that as Christians, we must do our best to follow the laws and commands of our God, using Jesus' time here on earth as our role model. No, we are not perfect like Jesus, but we should aspire to be the best Christian we can be at all times. However, that is easier said than done, because the reason that most of us are not acting like a Christian is because we don't think about it. We allow ourselves to get so caught up in our busy lives, we become oblivious to the world around us. We allow distractions to pull us away from the very principles we as Christians should be aware of. Throughout each and every day, we all have numerous chances to practice our Christian values. All we have to do is look for them. When we do, we will see many opportunities that we can practice what we preach by not engaging in gossip, by not avoiding an opportunity to help someone with a need, by not being stingy, by not being unkind to others, and by not being critical or judgmental. When we learn to abandon these behaviors and instead practice our Christian beliefs, we will be acting like a Christian. Understanding our role in following Jesus Christ is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is acting like a Christian. If we truly want to act like a Christian, we have to understand that, like with anything, it's a skill that takes practice. Start every day with the intention to stay Christian-minded and do our best to avoid the distractions that pull us away. When we stop at the coffee shop before arriving at the office, take notice of those around us and do our best to be courteous to the other customers and workers and not be rude or impatient. Little acts like that will grow, and before we know it, we will be acting like a Christian without even thinking about it, because we will have mastered the skill of being kind, thoughtful, helpful, compassionate, and the list will go on as we follow and practice all of the Christian values we have been given by our God. There would be nothing better in this world than when we are all acting like a Christian. The first song I'm going to play today is an upbeat worship song called Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah. When I wrote this song, I thought of Psalm 148, which is Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah. But rather than using ancient text, I decided to write a song that was full of praise of God in modern day language. In the verses, we hear about God's virtues of kindness, love, and trust. Then in a chorus, words of praise and worship. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah.
God is kind, God is wise, He reigns high above, full of love, just open your eyes. He is holy, He is just, solid is His word to be heard, it's God we can trust. When I call, He answers me, so full of strength and mercy. See the glory of His name, our God we acclaim. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Sing to Him all new songs, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. God is great, God is pure, watching over us with His love and helps us endure. He is good, He knows all, glorious is He, leading me to stand and not fall. When I ask, He hears my prayers, protecting me, I know. Sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. The Lord is my strength and my song. Praise Him, sun and all the shining stars. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Be thankful and lift up your hearts. Sing hallelujah. Sing to
sing hallelujah. See the glory of his name, our God we acclaim. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Sing to him a new song, faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Our topic today is acting like a Christian. As I said earlier, even with the best intention, it's not hard to allow ourselves to get distracted. Before we know it, we're focusing on other things, ignoring the many opportunities we have around us where we can act like Christians. There is, however, one thing we can do to help stay focused on our behavior, and that is to use prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with him our desire to be the best Christian we can be. If we take a moment and reflect on our day, I'll bet we will remember opportunities we had to act like a Christian, but at the moment we didn't think about it and that chance was gone. Pray to Jesus and ask his help to keep our eyes open going forward, to not allow those chances to disappear again without us acting on them. Let Jesus know that we are sincere with our desire to act Christian whenever we can, and ask for his strength to stay focused on the opportunities around us. Let Jesus know that when there is someone near us who has a need, to make us aware and guide us to help them, and ask Jesus to help us be kind to others, especially strangers, and that when we're in a hurry, to not let it affect our behavior, making us rude or impatient, but rather help us stay kind and courteous to those around us. Acting like a Christian at all times is what each of us should aspire to achieve. So pray to Jesus and ask him for guidance and strength for us not to waver and allow distractions to pull us away. Get in the habit of starting every day with a quick prayer to Jesus, asking him to keep us on our toes with the world around us and to see the opportunities that we can and should use good Christian behavior. In time, it will become automatic. We can also pray for others who we see, say they are Christian, but don't act anything like it. Pray to Jesus and ask him to intervene to open their eyes so they can see how their behavior is not that of a Christian, and ask him to guide them where they, as a Christian, need to be. Perhaps it's the boss of our company who is quick to let everyone know how they go to church every Sunday, but is rude and nasty to all the employees. Pray to Jesus and ask for his help in letting the boss see how wrong they are and for his assistance in helping them change. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day. Let him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have, and ask Jesus to help us be the best Christian we can be and to always act like a Christian. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue to talk about today's topic, acting like a Christian, we should all reflect on our behavior each and every day. and look for ways that we can improve? Did we ignore an opportunity to help somebody? Were we rude to the customer walking into the bank ahead of us, and so on? These things happen every day, and often they're not so much that we are mean and cruel people, but rather we allow our distractions to take us away from thinking about Jesus, keeping him in our hearts, and acting like a Christian. Why not start fresh and learn to be aware of those around us and behave the way our Lord wants us to? The next song I'm going to play has a strong message. The song is called Just Walk With Me. When I wrote this song, I thought about my revelation of when I found Jesus and how my life changed. In the verses, we hear about what I had been going through, and then in the chorus, what it means to walk with the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Just Walk With Me. The vocalist on the recording is Chelsea LaRosa from Hillsong.
Then we go. down this road so many times before. Just walk with
me. Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus is passing through towns and villages when someone asks him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Jesus speaks in parables, but his answers are clear that only those who are devoted to our God, who do not become complacent with their faith, but act accordingly, following his laws and commands, will be allowed through the gates of heaven. He ends the gospel saying, "For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." This means that only our God will be the judge. Despite how faithful we may think we are, only those who are truly faithful will see the kingdom of heaven. Today we sing Psalm 117, "Go out and tell the world all the good news." The message of this psalm is that all nations are called to praise the Lord because of his enduring love and faithfulness. I chose a different approach with the psalm and decided that it needed an upbeat song with modern lyrics because of the powerful message of sharing the good news. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 117, "Go out and tell the world all the good news."
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Box Full of Kisses. The story goes back some time ago. A man punished his three-year-old daughter for wasting a roll of gold paper. Money was tight, and he became infuriated when the child tried to decorate a box to put under the Christmas tree. Nevertheless, the little girl brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Daddy." The man was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, but his anger flared again when he found out the box was empty. He yelled at her, stating, "Don't you know when you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside?" The little girl looked up at him with tears in her eyes and cried, "Oh, Daddy, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box. They're all for you, Daddy." The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little girl and he begged her for forgiveness. Only a short time later, an accident took the life of the child. It is also told that her father kept that gold box by his bed for many years, and whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. In a very real sense, each one of us as human beings has been given a gold container filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, family members, friends, and God. There is simply no other possession anyone could hold more precious than this. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road.